are back with another episode of the Black Girl Den podcast. I'm your girl Alicia.
I'm your girl Sheree.
And we are excited because we have a lot of things happening in this episode. But before, you already know, we have to do our den diaries and we have to say what we have on. So I have this Whitney Houston shirt. Shout out to the queen of whatever, she's the queen of soul, R&B.
We know that.
R&B
pop, something.
Yeah, some of it. She made music for everybody. And fun fact, I watched her Whitney Houston movie. I watched it on my way to Ghana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on. And I just, like, I played the whole thing. I thought, oh, this is so cool. Like, to just learn a little bit more about Whitney and stuff like that. Because, of course, growing up, like, you hear about her. But
oh, yeah, definitely.
I didn't really know too much about her. Like, I didn't grow up on her music. But I watched her movie, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. There was some controversy with the music. With the movie.
Yeah.
But I watched it. I had all the time in the world. So, yeah. So I have that. And then I have some black sweatpants on, and they're from Forever 21. So that's my outfit. Some socks from Walmart. I'm a Walmart Forever 21 girl.
So with my outfit, it's just like a cute little matching track outfit. I don't even remember where I got this from. I want to say possibly Ross, like a couple years ago, but I don't even know. And I got like some little slippers on from Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
They're really cute and comfy.
I love those.
So, yeah, it's my outfit for today.
Do you feel like you wear like a lot of the same clothes over, or do you feel like you shop a lot where you have a lot of new clothes?
So, I'm one of those people, I feel like when I go on vacation, I get new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to have this habit where I was really heavily on Instagram. I would always get new clothes and not wear the same thing. But I really don't do that anymore. I'm more sustainable, I think, when it comes to clothes. And I'm like, y'all, clothes cost too much, even on Shein.
Okay, because they be like, don't wear the same outfit, baby. I got about 3-4 the same.
Yeah.
I changed the outfit up, but I be having the same shoes on, the same clothes. Because, baby, I'm frugal. Like, I spend money on clothes and I can't go out. I used to be like that where I have to buy outfits. But then people are like, oh, well, they don't know what you're wearing. But it's like, I know that I have clothes at home, you know, so.
Well, the best thing I think is keeping like a capsule wardrobe, having like some solid pieces that you can mix out with something. What do you guys do? Are you all more of like a shopper where you want to buy new clothes? Or are you more into sustainable fashion where you switch things out?
Because, you know, we in fast fashion, you get stuff fast fashion. And I really don't really like fast fashion too much or whatever. So I just be chilling. Like, I don't got to wear everything to be posting on Instagram. I barely even post on Instagram. But if you want to follow me, follow me, Alicia's Lifestyle and the Black Girls Den podcast. We out there, you know. We are going to be doing a social media challenge, so we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
But we have some exciting news, and we want to share with y'all our first new baby, or our second baby, because the Black Girls Den podcast is our first. But we have wine glasses. I'm so scared. That's a Black Girls Den podcast. I am drinking some Minute Maid.
I'm drinking raspberry. Sweet tea.
So we're going to take a sip of our wine glass. So good. But we wanted to show y'all these. We're so excited because you all can purchase these if you want. We are partnering with my girl Jasmine from A Wine Glass Half Full. She's a travel blogger. She's a boss. She's an entrepreneur. She designed these for us, and we have a 15% off discount with our affiliate link that will be in the description below. Once you click that, you'll have a category that says Black Girls Den, and you have these, as well as we also have mugs that are personalized with our names on them. So I don't remember how much these cost, but I think the wine glasses cost $23. So, yeah, if you like mugs, this could be a cute gift idea, you know. It could be birthday gift. It could be a good stuffer or whatever, even though that's Christmas time. Yeah, you know, people that like to drink some wine or just like to drink maybe some coffee or something like that. But make sure that you read the information because we do have things on here, so you can't really put them in the dishwasher.
Right.
Because we don't want that stuff to mess up. But we do want y'all to purchase them and tag us when you all get them so that we can repost and we can share and we can see you all drinking y'all Black Girls Den wine glass or your customized glass, you know. And we would love to just share it with everybody on social media. Share it with your friends and your family. This could be a good gift. And when y'all support this, y'all support us. So
definitely,
we very much appreciate it. You'll get 15% off your first order for your Black Girls Den wine glass or this. But you can get both of them as a pair as well, too. Customized does cost a little bit more, mm-hmm. but it's offered. Everything's on the website. If you have any questions, you can ask us or you can email wineglasshalffull. So this is our good news that we wanted to share with y'all in our Den Diaries. We want y'all, you know, to keep up with us and everything. Yeah. And also, in the description, we do have a newsletter as well that's mm-hmm. called the Den Diaries. And so that's kind of how we have it. So if y'all want to be a part of the email list and get our newsletters when we have new announcements, because people have already heard about this before this has been out, you know. So if you want right. the exclusivity of it, you know, make sure you join our email list. And we want to do some Wine Down Wednesday. So, like, let us know we want to go live or something like that. So let us know if y'all be down for that when y'all get y'all glasses. You know, we can chat it up and we can have topics to talk about. So
yeah.
I am going to drink my blue raspberry lemonade and I'm going to pass it on to Sheree to talk about when she first started drinking wine or how her week has been. Whichever one you want to answer, we can go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I would say that I really didn't start drinking until I was 18. Definitely the party age, college for sure. But I had friends that started drinking. They were like 13 and 14 years old.
Oh, really?
I remember specifically, yes, that I was in my friend's grandparents' basement. Mm-hmm. And it was on the weekend and stuff. And their grandparents had like an old bar. Mm-hmm. They had like all this expensive liquor, like Maker's Mark. They had Jack Daniels, like top-notch stuff. And they were like, oh, do y'all want to drink? And I was just like, I've never drank before. But I felt so uncomfortable. So I was like, nah, I don't know why I was scared. Like, because I just seen people over the years drinking, like my family members stuff, and I didn't mm-hmm. like how they reacted to it sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think I'm a little bit too young. So I just watched them and they were like so drunk. Like one of my friends, she threw up like all in the basement and stuff. What? It was hilarious. Yes. So that was probably like my little first experience with alcohol. But when it comes to wine, I didn't really start drinking that until I was 21. I don't know why. It was like the somewhat mature age.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, I lied. It was like 23. I remember I started drinking with one of my friends that I met in college, and we were not really that, I guess, well endowed in money at that time. So we were drinking cheaper stuff like Barefoot. But yeah, we thought we were grown. And yeah, that's when I started drinking wine. Mm-hmm. And I really don't even like this stuff anymore. Like Barefoot is too sweet. I like something like Chardonnay or Riesling.
Oh, your money got up.
Yeah. I still don't be spending more than like $20, $30 on bottles. But back then I was like, yeah, let me just get something cheap and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am not a drinker at all. So I don't drink wine. I don't drink beer or nothing. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, my dad did used to drink like beer or whatever. And so he would like let us take a sip of it. I'd be like, oh, that's nasty. He'd be like, good, good. So
right.
He didn't really want us to drink in general. But I did have some people who drank in my family. So you can already know, like, mm-hmm. it was around and everything like that. And that's like, one of my uncles is like drinking all the time. He'd be drunk. So it's like,
girl, I got an uncle like that too. And that's why I didn't want to start drinking.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, how you act or whatever not. And so now when I got older, I learned like alcohol is depressing and stuff like that.
Right.
So I never really drank with beer, and I wasn't around it. Like my mm-hmm. my dad, like even at gatherings, he was like, people are crazy, people start fighting. So you yeah. never let alcohol be around. So mm-hmm. it wasn't something that was like really introduced to me. But when I got to college, of course, people would just be drinking alcohol, you know, people just do whatever they want to. So I think I drank alcohol my first time in college as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like one before the party, they'd like take a shot and say, baby, when I took that shot, oh my god, I was like, yeah, I was, it was so
you remember what kind of shot it was?
No, I don't know if it was like people when I was in school. Oh, but you know, Four Locals was really popular.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I was
they
in
were.
School.
I had several of them.
Yeah, those were disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jose Cuervo, stuff mm-hmm. like that, or whatever. So, whatever those shots was, kind of like that. But it was so nasty. And they're like, it's not supposed to be good because everybody be having chasers. I'm
right.
like, oh, what? And so, me, I'm like, why do y'all drink this? They're like, it's not supposed to be good. I'm like, okay, yeah. Like,
right.
I don't understand. If it's not
the whole
good,
thing back then was turned up.
Like, yeah, I was okay. like, I don't want to drink this if it's mm-hmm. not good. Like, I do not want to drink it. So, I mean, I tried it. I would go different places. But
right.
I'm a, like a mocktail type of girl. Like, right. I like fruity stuff. Because even when I drink now, like alcohol, I'm like, I mm-hmm. can't do it. But most is like, I could just taste the alcohol. And alcohol is really just not like something that's good to me. But I get, granted, it's not really supposed to be good. Right. That's why I can't drink it, because right. It's not good.
It's not for everybody. So, it's not good for you. Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't really drink wine. Mm-hmm. I've tried wine, like different types of wine. I don't know if I need more sweet or like, some is like bitter. I feel like
you don't like Moscato?
I feel like I've tried Moscato, but isn't mm-hmm. it like more bitter?
It's like a sweet wine.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Chardonnay is more like bitter.
Mm-hmm. Chardonnay, okay. I don't know. I've had Moscato, but I can't remember now because I've had it in so long.
Right.
But long story short is that my wine down Wednesdays will be with some mocktails.
Something like that. Mine's going to be with a real cocktail.
Yeah, okay, I'm the mocktail. So let me know if y'all are mocktails, cocktails. Let us know your story of when y'all would start drinking wine, or if y'all don't drink wine
mm-hmm.
or alcohol. Because, baby, it was not for your girl. So, yes. How was your week? How was life? How's life going on? And
you know. Well, life is very hectic right now. I'm working a lot at my mm-hmm. job. So working 12 to 14 hour shifts a day. I mean, the money's good. I can't complain about that. But it's just exhausting. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's only for a short period. It's here mm-hmm. for a short time, not a long time. So
yeah, that's good too. It's like money is good, you know, but it's like then you're so exhausted that you can't even do it. Not in your sense, because it's only a short amount of time.
Right.
But when people are like, money is tired, I'm like, child.
Yeah, I don't know how people can do it. I've loaned people to work 12-hour shifts 7 days a week permanently. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their schedule. And I don't know. Like, kudos to you guys out there that do that.
Yeah, I see the thing. It was like, would you work 50 hours a week knowing that you're going to get like 7 mm-hmm. figures, or would you take 100 or 200K and you don't have to work any time or whatever? And so they were just calling people lazy, because people was like, I'll just take a 200K, I'll take a 200K, whatever. They was like, they don't want 700K. And it's like, is it lazy, or are people just like, let me take 200K and I'll go in the country and I'll just live, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody don't have to work 60 hours to make seven figures. Like, maybe you ain't gonna see the 7 figures. The hospital gonna see it or something like,
exactly. You know?
So that's something too, it's just like, sometimes people get caught up into money and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
and then you don't even get to enjoy. Like, I want to be able to enjoy my money. I don't want to have to be so exhausted that I can't enjoy
even enjoy it.
So that's kind of horrible. So my week, I went out of town for a work trip. I presented our work in higher education, but it was like a tech conference, so we presented like an app. I applied for something. I was just every single day I just was having something after mm-hmm. evening. But yeah, it was a pretty like busy week. We're just like outside of work and then just like personal projects. So,
oh yeah, I understand.
I'm looking forward to maybe days when I don't have so many evenings with personal projects, but that's neither here or there, because my next week is every single day too. That is kind of what's been happening in my world as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know how your week is going. Let us know if you'll have any exciting things happening this week or last week, whatever one you want to share with us. So we have some sad news, but we also have some good news. If you have been following with us this whole season, you know, since we started, we have been recapping and talking about relating our episodes to the Proud Family. And we've been using those like topics for conversations and stuff like that. Sadly, we are going to be done with the Proud Family, but we are going to move to another show. But we're going to let y'all guess the show at the end of the episode.
Yes.
But since the Proud Family, we were all talking about like being young, our dreams, dating, and just different topics like that. We thought, hey, maybe we should talk about like what we would tell our younger selves, what we wish we'd known, what we learned, and what we would like, you know, tell ourselves. So that's kind of like what this episode is about, a letter to our younger selves. And we always, you know, want that community and to talk and engage with it. So y'all can let us know in the comments. Maybe something you wish you would have known when you was younger, something that you wish you would have learned, and something that you would say to your younger self. So as we're talking, you will talk amongst yourself, your friends, sharing it with everybody as well. And yeah, so you can go first if you want. What do you wish you would have known when you were younger?
So I would say definitely to not compare yourself to others, because I think that is so imperative. I think in today, our society is just built around this conglomerate of comparing yourself to other people. Like, I think we're in an era where, you know, it's pretty structured to the point where it's like you go to school, you get a job, your parents expect you to be in like these super fulfilling careers. And sometimes like, they don't even want you to go after your own entrepreneurial, you know, aspects and things like that. So to me personally, I feel like if I could go back and tell my younger self, it's like, it's not that I am happy that I did get my education the way that I did, but I also think if I could go back in time, you know, with me wanting to be an influencer and stuff like that, I feel like I wish I could have had like a little bit more support from my family during that time. Like, hey, go after your dreams. Like, you know, if school isn't necessarily for you, that's okay, because it's not for everybody. So I think definitely for sure I would tell myself that, like, whatever job or whatever aspirations you had in mind, I would go ahead and pursue that for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, mine is kind of the same as yours, too. I think that, like, I would tell my younger self to, I guess, like, be expressive earlier, and, like, share what I wanted to be, share what I want to go. Because I talked to my dad about this the other day, like, a couple weeks ago or something like that. It was like, oh, you invested in this part, you invested in that part, but it's like, y'all had me in sports, y'all had me in this, and like, did I really want to do that? No, I didn't. Now my brother, he's trying to be an actor, he's trying to do different things like that, but we're very creative, and so I feel like I should have tapped into my creativity, like, a lot younger, and I did. You know, you play school, you do this things, like, I was reading, and so I felt like I could have taught myself, like, you can be a writer, you can do this when you're young, you know?
Right.
And kind of just, like, shared that, because I didn't have to go to college for what I went to college for. Like, I probably had to go to college to do whatever, but knowing that, like, well, our parents are like, oh, go to school. Cause you know, they didn't, I don't know if your parents went to school, but it's like, my parents didn't really go to college or whatever. So it's like, that's all you kind of know. So it's kind of like open. So now, like, when I have kids, I'm like, well, you could be an entrepreneur, you could take over. Like, you have different options. So it's kind of like, if there was no education, what else would you do? And so they were feeding to us, like, get your degree, get your degree. But it's like, we're 18 choosing a, like, degree that we don't even know what's going to look like in 10 years, you know? I wish I would have known, like, how to navigate a career and, like, because that wasn't really taught or whatever. Just, like, go to college, get there, you know? But, like, if it was when I was younger, I could really, like, tap into it. Because I did do creative stuff. Like, I played the piano. I did write a little bit. I read. So, it's like, if I could have just honed in a little bit on that more creativity side.
Right.
Then it could have been like, oh, dang, I could have been probably further than where I am now with, like, what I'm trying,
to do. Right. Yeah, and I understand that, too. You know, the same thing with my parents. Like, they straight up said, you go to college, join the military, or either go straight into the workforce. Like, there really wasn't no, oh, hey, start your own business. We're supporting you if you want to do that. Which is crazy because my mom, like I explained in other episodes, she is an entrepreneur. Like, she never worked for other people at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, my parents was like, my dad was like, go to military. Go to-. I said, I am not going to military. Waking up at 5 a.m. doing what's that y'all be doing in the morning?
PT.
PT, PT. And I actually, like, I'm not, like, so free, whatever. Like, yeah. I like color hair. Like, I like my hair long. Maybe having to put that hair
very
in that
limited
hat.
And restrictive.
Yeah, but now they need people in the military. So now they're letting you wear your hair down and braid. You got to kind of just change with the time, you know? But I like the military for, like, oh, being able to see the world and going into it. So I didn't take a path of getting a job that I was so restricted at, because my job, I can't travel, stuff like that. But maybe I was like, I could marry me a military man, but maybe I can't be in the military waking up and doing the PT.
And even being a military wife is hard.
Being a military wife is hard too, but you ain't really got to pay no bills.
Right.
So,
but
okay, period, you know? So that it was like the military and I wasn't going there. So it was like education, you know? But that was really like the only options as well too. So what was one thing that you learned while you were young?
One of those is to definitely, I guess, use like your discernment and be very mindful of your actions for sure. Like, always, if you have your intuition, you know, your inner being telling you like, hey, don't do this, 9 times out of 10 it's probably true, you know. So I would say, to me, I'm the type of person, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I like to give certain situations the benefit of the doubt. But sometimes it's not always good, you know? So I think that's one of the things I would definitely tell my younger self. Like, girl, don't be too nice all the time. Like, I've always tried to be kind to people and stuff like that. But sometimes you can be a little bit too nice and it turns into being like a people pleaser in a sense. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I was going to be like, one thing I learned is I do not people please.
Yeah.
I'm not a people pleaser. I would say...
I used to be, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah, one thing that I learned when I was younger is that everybody is not afforded the same opportunities that you are. So, like, people who live around you, like, and I really don't personally like this word, mm-hmm. but like privilege, like everybody doesn't have the same resource and like privileges kind of as you or whatever.
Right.
And you can see that twofold. And so I think I learned like from a young age or like a younger self that mm-hmm. like people are raised differently. And then there's different opportunities for people. And so it made me look at things differently because I'm like, oh, everybody doesn't have this opportunity. Or like everybody's right. not raised the same. Everybody doesn't come from a two-parent household. I think I just learned about like socioeconomic statuses and stuff like that. Right. I feel like I learned about that kind of at an early age and like knowing that like money don't grow on trees mm-hmm. and that money is like a resource and you do need money to live.
Right.
But like everybody doesn't have the same jobs and aren't afforded the same things.
Right.
And so that does affect your life. And so that's why I would say back then I probably was like, well, shoot, let me go to school. Let me get mm-hmm. me a job. Because, you know, all the time they say like starving. Somehow I heard about like starving artists or something like that. Like, baby, I don't need to be no starving artist in L.A. or whatever, anywhere. Not right. just L.A. But like, I don't need to be no starving artist looking like Marvin trying to figure out how to get money to pay my rent, pay right. food or whatever. So
right.
I think I just kind of learned that like, oh, okay, well, like, you need money to survive and like everybody doesn't have the same money right. to like live, and so like your lifestyle could be different from somebody else's because of just right. how you were born and what you Absolutely. Were born in. So I think that is what I learned
when and
I
that's so older. True because I see certain artists, I'm not going to name any names for sure, but they come from more of a I guess resourceful background, so mm-hmm. it was easier for them to tap into like the music industry versus somebody that really got out of the mud that you hear stories about, you know, them living in their cars, homeless, mm-hmm. not knowing when their next meal was. And people, they respect that more, but also respect the person that did have resources as well. They can't help what they were brought into, you know what
and
I'm
that's
saying?
What I'm saying. Like,
as long as you're humble, like, you
why
know,
do
like,
they
okay, I came
want
from money,
people
da, 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 da.
To have to do that? That's why the dream right. is so far from, like, I don't want to be homeless sleeping in my car. I right. truly don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't really see, like, oh, why does that have to get more, like, clout, like, more mm-hmm. more clout than a person who is handed? Because you can be handed all the opportunities.
Right.
You still have to have the work ethic, the dedication
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly.
So therefore,
and craft your skill.
Therefore, yeah, it's like I don't want to respect another person than the other person, but also you have to respect that person too because they can really be sitting down doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
and like they still getting money, so they like they want to do like they have the love
for it
because mm-hmm. they want to do it. Now this other person, now they just trying. They can stop. They can do something else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like this person's like, oh, like they're dedicated to the craft of like they're dedicated because like they don't have to do it. Clearly, if they right. already have the resources and money, they mm-hmm. can start a business and do something else. So,
yeah, absolutely.
That is what I learned. What would we tell our younger selves? What would you tell your younger self?
I would for sure tell my younger self, know your worth, baby. That's one of the biggest quotes I would tell myself for sure, is knowing your worth. And as I said before, not comparing yourself to other people, and knowing your value overall, because at the end of the day, if nobody else knows what you bring to the table, can honor you, you have to honor yourself for sure. And you mm-hmm. have to have that self-love, that self-respect, those boundaries, having that dignity for yourself. Not saying I don't have dignity, but just in general, like, you know, just telling myself to have more of that, because you know, I was bullied a little bit in like middle school and stuff like that. So that kind of decreased my confidence a little bit growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think looking back now at that, you know, that kind of played into my adulthood in a sense, like having like a little bit of insecurity stuff, which a lot of women do have insecurities about certain things. But I think that's one of the biggest things, is just, you know, looking at yourself, really, truly loving yourself for sure.
I think I would tell my younger self to go after whatever she dreamed of and like don't be fearful, mm-hmm. be fearless at a young age, and like the world could be your oyster basically.
Right.
So I would just say like go after your dreams, achieve what you want to achieve,
mm-hmm.
and kind of just like create your life plan and go after what you want to do.
Right.
Is what I would tell my younger self. I do believe.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you only have one life to live. And like somebody said, nobody's going to make it out alive. Dark humor. But
right.
yeah, like you can keep trying. You don't have like one shot, but sometimes you only have one shot to try.
Right.
But also it's just like, yeah. Because people be some people, they take gap years. So it's like, dang, I could have took a gap year after high school, but who even knows really about gap years, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't really know about gap years, but now they have adult gap years and stuff like that. So now it's just like, dang, could I have took that gap year and just traveled the world? You don't even know where I would have been at, you know? That's when social media started popping off, you know? So it's kind of like, just go after it. If you have an idea, like, just do it. Oh, I was going to say, even earlier in high school, when you were talking about entrepreneurship and stuff like that, I did try entrepreneurship, if y'all listened to a couple episodes before. So I was even thinking about that, like, oh, do I want to be an entrepreneur? Do I want to start a hair care line? Do
you did tell me about that.
But then I ended up not going to hair school. But I was like, dang, I could have went to hair school, because I just know after a year, like, you make money.
Right.
So it's like, you go to hair school for a year, and so it's kind of like something good. But then I was like, do I want to stand up on my feet all day?
Right.
And then I heard something about, I don't know what I've been hearing, but like, baby, you have to work. Well, I don't know. Hair size, they have to work forever. Like, unless you put up money for your 401k and stuff like that, retirement. Like, that's really big when we listen about it, you know?
Right.
So it's like, okay, how long do you want to stand on your feet? Do you want to stand on your feet all day long and stuff like that? So I did it, but then I changed my mind. I was like, okay, I might not want to be a hairstylist. But I thought about hairstyling just because I seen the community and the value and stuff. And nowadays, what the people are charging, I should have maybe been a hairstylist.
Right.
Because maybe they charging $500
a head. Too. I feel like you can do hair for so long, and then after that, maybe you need to have a salon. That's so tiring with your hands and stuff all the time, sitting on your feet and back.
But sometimes now, some of the hair salons, like, they be having chairs now where they sit down
too. Oh, yeah.
So it just depends. So I think even going into that, it's like to try it, to tap into it, to just tap into something. If you love it, try it no matter what it is, an instrument of that. And I did, I think I tried to play the saxophone and stuff like that. So if you love it, try it and like,
you did that in like your adulthood or high school?
High school.
Oh, okay.
High school, I tried to play the saxophone just because I was like, oh, it sounds like a good, you know, little thing or whatever. Because, you know, you have the recorder when you're younger playing. But I was like artistic, so I like to play the piano, and then that's how I got into like songing. And so then it's like, okay, well, I could have gotten into songwriting or whatever, but I didn't really know. I don't even know how you even do anything with songwriting, you know? And so that's it. And I would also tell my younger self to get a mentor or find a mentor, even within social media. Like, I was in a couple of things, so it's like, okay, I do know these people, but like, trying to figure out maybe like researching people more and try to research like what I wanted to do. I would probably research it a little bit more and really understood, so then I could understand the major, understand the jobs, because I didn't really look up careers. I didn't really like do that. I kind of just was like, well, I wanted to be a lawyer. And after the lawyer thing, I don't even know what happened. I just became something.
Right.
So that I would do a little bit more research into stuff if I could go back. And that's what I would tell my younger self.
And speaking of that, you know, with the adult gaps or the gaps of your adulthood, I actually took 7 years off of school. So I actually got my bachelor's in 2015. I was supposed to get it in 2014, but I transferred to a different school, so I messed my credits up. But yeah, anyway, I did not go back to school until 2021 to get my MBA. And that was like a huge time off, but you know, I think it was necessary. And I think at that time, I appreciated education more, because it was like, even though my job that I have now was helping to pay for the education, it was like, back, you know, I don't have any distractions like partying, like dating, stuff like that when I was younger. It's like, okay, you're in your adulthood now. Like, you have a full-time job. You're a grown woman. So, you know, how are you going to do in school and stuff like that? And I did great. Like, I mostly got all A's. I think a couple of B's, never had anything lower than a B plus. So yeah, I think I appreciated education more. And I think that adult gap was necessary in a sense also too, because financially school is a lot of money. So
it is. So you took a break after you graduated. That's what you're saying. And then, cause you went straight to the military.
Well, yeah. After I graduated, the next year military started.
Was that influenced by your parents?
It was influenced by my dad, definitely. And I was in that whole bracket of trying to figure out, what did I want to do? Like we said, we didn't know if we wanted to just jump straight into a career. I was actually trying to find a job. Like, I looked for like a good whole year, and like, I was not really finding anything that I liked and stuff back then. Of course, you know, you're coming out of college, you're only 23 years old. They're not going to try to pay you any damn thing like that. So yeah, I was like, let me go ahead and join the military. At least if I don't really want to do it full time, which I didn't, I wasn't a National Guard. I was like, let me just get the experience and resources and stuff like that. And I was thinking that they were going to help pay for school because I was part-time. They did not. Only got my student loans in forbearance. So that means like basically you don't have to pay on them. You can pay on your, whatever you're paying, go straight to your principal, not your interest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I'm happy that I went back to school because I always dreamt of getting my MBA. I was the first person in my immediate family to do that because my parents do have an educational background, but they only have associate's degrees. Mm-hmm. My mom got hers when she was younger. Like she did the whole traditional thing, 18, went to school and got her degree. But my dad didn't get his degree until he was like 40 years old. Mm-hmm. So, because he did all that military stuff and then worked in the correctional system and then he went back to school. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And now you have your MBA?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually MS. So it's just... That's what we're used to calling a master's MBA, but I have an MS in cybercrime investigation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Master of science.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying too. Cause I was like, I don't know. And that's another thing too. It's like preparing for that workforce. Like that's a huge gap. Like going from college to 9 to 5 is crazy, but it's like with my degree, my bachelor's degree, I didn't know what I could do with that. So it's like, I'm just going straight to my master's. Had I probably waited and got a regular job, it probably would have still been pennies. But it's just like, yeah, it can give you that time to try to figure out what you want to do. Because that is true. Because then it's like master's and then it's like, okay, you go to work or whatever. But it's like, it's kind of like, what are the in-between jobs that you can do? And it's like, I don't really know even what I can do. Like, I have experience and stuff. But baby, I need to get some money. So, you know, like that's kind of the harder thing too. So I would tell my younger self to girl, go get that money. Get that degree. Go get that business degree. Like go get that degree, that finance degree, that tech degree. Like go get you a degree that's going to get you some money.
And I would say, and speaking of that, like I would say, you know, as far as like the traditional was heavy now is certifications.
Yeah.
So go get you way less time and get you more money.
Yeah. Go like, get you that tech certificate. Go look into that cybersecurity. Like go get you all that. Go get that certificate. And that's also what's crazy. And that's not even literally like it baffles me because now it just ever changes. Now we have degrees. Now like, oh, do you have a certificate? It's like you get this close and then they move it 5 inches more, 5 feet more, not even 5 inches.
Right.
So that's frustrating, but that's what I would tell my younger self. Let us know what you would tell your younger selves. And yeah, as we wrap this episode, we have a couple more things to go. And then, yeah, we're just going to let y'all go on about your day. But our next segment is a hot seat segment. And that's basically when we just pick a card. Mm-hmm. And then we have to answer the questions on the card. We have to answer. We have to guess it about Wait. Each other. Mm-hmm. It's gonna have a prompt on it. This is not sponsored by Hot Seat, but Hot Seat, reach out to us.
Right. Okay.
This is a good one?
I think so.
Okay.
If I purchased my own island, what would I name it?
If you purchased your own island, what would you name it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's kinda hard. I don't know.
What I would name it.
I don't know. Let me see. If you purchased your own island, what would you name it? Maybe like, I feel like you would probably name it like a song or like something after like one of your favorite artists or something like that. Possibly.
Close. I would probably say that I would name it after my grandmother. Like her middle name was Pearl. So something in that bracket.
The little Pearl Island.
Yeah, that or either like a women empowerment type of thing. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So if I purchased an island, what would I call it?
That's a good question. Alicia's extravagance. I'm just playing.
You're close.
I would say it's something to deal with traveling and like peace and something of that nature. But I'm not really sure exactly what you would name it.
And neither I, but since you said that, I would probably name it Alicia's Adventures. Adventures on the Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was my travel name. Adventures with Alicia or something like that. Yeah. You come to my island, period. And we have adventures and have fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good one. What could I do to completely mess up my life in the next hour?
Oh, Lord. What could you do in your life? What could you do?
To completely mess up my life in the next hour.
Post something stupid on social media. Ah! Controversial.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about, like, go to jail.
Go to jail? Yeah. That would be quick in an hour. I mean, I guess you could snap it.
Well,
like
as in, like, Oh, well, as in, like, maybe if I'm, like, stealing something. Like, if I stole something, yeah. Then I get...
There's a lot of things you can do to go mess up your life now. You can go out here and wreck and kill somebody. Oh. God forbid, but...
You might go to jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might go to jail. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. What could you do to completely mess up your life in the next hour? I don't know, but since we're in the times, next hour or so or whatever, but, like, if you missed... going to work.
Oh my god.
It's a strict time. That can mess up your life because then you're going to be back behind and stuff like that. So that's
and I'm going to get written up.
Yeah. That's what I would say. That can mess
up. My boss is definitely on that right now.
Yeah.
Still love you though.
I'm cracking up. But yes, that is our hot seat segment.
And we'll do our affirmations. If you are always trying to be normal, you'll never know how amazing you can be. Maya Angelou.
Period. That goes to your younger self.
Yes, definitely. So that was like a great card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. To your younger self. I am smart. I am strong. And I can do anything. I love that. It's so cute. You got this, girl. You got it, dude. Michelle. Okay. Those are really cute. Those are really cute. We hope you enjoy this episode. Like yes. I said. We will be doing another show. So comment. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Black Girls Zen Podcast, TikTok, Black Girls Zen Podcast, Facebook as well, and join our email list. And also get you a Black Girl Zen wine glass or mug.
Yes.
As you see, I have been sipping on mine throughout the show. So, yes. So support us and then tag us when you get it. Bye. Have a great rest of your day.